We're holding here by our last big klal of the parak. The Gemara brings from the Sefer of our Mishnah. Tanan umaydim yizkar shem the eris and shein etzrichei menu get sheini sheinli by gaspa. So ibisha rosh and nibala. If you know that there was a maisabia, mali min eris and mali min anasui. Elamas nisim bishaloi ruosh and nibala. Not like we said till now. Till now we said our Mishnah is talking about ruosh and nibala, and they argue of ainah the maisabia sabias nos. So Gemara says no, that's not pshat no Mishnah. I Rabbi Yechanan said it. Rabbi Yechanan damaki aitana the tanya. Omrav Shimon Olazla Nechlaku Beisham Yisila Shaloi Ruo Shinibala Shaini Tzrichem Enigat Shaini Omrav Nechlaku Asher Ruo Shinibala. It's Rabbi Yechanan, exactly what Rabbi Yechanan said. Shiruo Shinibala Beisham Yairu Aysa Biyasa Biyasnos Beisala Yimim Ein Odom Aysa Biyasa Biyasnos. So before we get to the second part of the Gemara, which is the second shat in the Machlech Beisham Yisila, we were talking yesterday about this klal of Eino Demaisa Bilasa Bilaznos, and we mentioned two inyanim. First, the Machlekes, the Rambam and the Gaonim, where the Gaonim held that this is a rule across the board, Eino Demaisa Bilasa Bilaznos, that every bila we assume to be a real bila of the Shem Kedusha. And the Rambam would disagree. The Rambam said no, that the rule of Ein Adam Eis Bilas Bilas Nus is only by people that have some type of kesher of kiddushin, some type of shaychis to marriage. But if stamazai, people who are men as by the woman, you don't say Ein Adam Eis Bilas Bilas Nus. That was the Rambam Shita, and the Rash ben Asugya paskin that way, and Shulchan Aruch we paskin that way. So the first machlokes, the Rambam and the Gaonim, that's clear la halacha. That we pass like the Rambam, that we restrict the rule of Ein Adam Eisa Bilas Bilas Nos only to cases where there's some kesher of ishus between a man and a woman. It's not a man, a woman amizana, she doesn't become an ishus ish. I mentioned to you yesterday that the language Ein Adam Eisa Bilas Bilas Nos, according to the Rambam, is that this not such a solid. The language is not such a cloud. Because we say, people do make a bila bilasnus. It's only a person who's involved with a woman with marriage on his mind, only such a person ain't adam is a bilasnus. But that's the way you have to tie it la halacha, my dear. That was the first and the easier one of the two issues. The second issue, the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, is already a much more involved issue and less clear. The Radvaz was referring to a situation where you have, at least in the case that's brought down in the Ramah, a case where a couple got married. They were not from, they didn't know anything about Yiddishkeit, they were Mumrim. And they get married in a civil marriage, with no marriage at all, they're just living together, husband and wife. And somewhere along the way, they became from. They became introduced to Yiddishkeit. I'll say they became Shavu Shabbos. The question is this woman an Eishes Ish? She never had a chuppah, never had a chasna. Is she an Eishes Ish? Or is she not an Eishes Ish? That's the big issue that we have to deal with. What? Could be she did know, could be she didn't know. We'll get to that as a second step. Right now, our question is, at a stage where they became from, to a certain degree from, does that make an assumption that every time the man lives with her, the first time he lives with her, after he reaches some level of frumkai, that she becomes an Eishes Ish, because ain't other mice would be lost, they'd be lost. So the Radvaz says that if they don't keep Hilchas Nida, they don't keep the rules of Taras HaMishpacha, which is an Issacharis, so So then we say the following. We say, look, if for an Issacharis, then a Chayshish, so if any other might be less, they'd be less nus, they are Chayshish, less Chavu. So the Radvaz said, this Klal Gadol, that if they're not careful in Hilchis, Nida, they're not Zayin Hilchis Nida, then this rule of our Gemara falls away. We do not say, in other words, to be less nus. And in Mela, the woman is not an Eishes Ish. She doesn't need a get. As far as we're concerned, it's a kula. We'd rather have it this way. We're happy. She doesn't have a Eishes Ish. They separate. She remarries. She's not an Eishes Ish. That's the Chiddush of the Radvaz. Now, this Radvaz is somewhat similar to the Shiltei Gibayrim that I mentioned yesterday, at the beginning of Shir. The Shiltei Gibayrim goes on a case where a man gave his wife a get, like in our Mishnah. And Lana Yimei Pundiki, like in our Mishnah, but with a twist. Either the man was a Kayim, and now he's lana ima bapundiki, and suddenly there's an issurik. He's not levi mazik rishasa. Or let's say the woman, he gave her a get, and the woman remarried. She married someone else, and her husband died. And now her first husband was lana ima bapundiki again. The first husband came, and he was lana ima bapundiki again. So what's the shayla? Even Yisrael is not allowed to take his wife back once she married someone else. The Yisrael is allowed to take back his Gerusha if she wasn't Hoysa L'Shacher, if she didn't go and marry someone else. Once she married someone else, there's an Isalab. He's not allowed to take her back. So Zakti Shiltei Gibayrim, in such a case, even if this man is Lana Imei B'Pundiki, even though together in a pundiki, we do not, Beis Hillel is Maida, we do not say that he was Bayal HaLashem Kedushin. Why? Because for him to be Bayal Har is an Isser anyway. He's not allowed to be Bayal. Since he's not allowed to be Bayal Har, if he was Bayal Har, he was over and Aveira. Why should I say, you know, the vice to be less, be less, less? Why should I say such a thing? He did one Aveira, so he does another Aveira. You know, the vice to be less, be less, less. So if he's willing to be by a law like this, so he's willing to be by a law, should the shame snus too? We have no chazaka, no undina, that I know the vice to be less, be less, less. That was the Shiltei Gibayrim, which is similar to the Radvaz. That when there's an other Aveira, we do not say the rule of Ein Adam Eis Tevi Las Tevi Las Nos. Okay, this is the Klal of the Radvaz, and it's Tshuvas HaRivash is Mashma this way, and the Shiltei Gibayrim. And the Ikur LaHalacha, despite the fact that we'll talk about Chalkim, the Ikur LaDina is this way. That Ein Adam Eis Tevi Las Tevi Las Nos does not apply if people are doing an Aveira anyway. At least an Aveira Chamura anyway. Now, Svara, is the Radvaz such a glatta Svara? At first glance, the Radvaz makes so much sense. He doesn't care about Issa Nida, he cares about Issa's Nus. But the Emes is there a Makkah to be Mechalik? It's really a very strong makim to be mechalik between the two. Now, Issa Nida is worse than Issa marriage without kiddush. What's as far as to be mechalik? The what? So here you have a man that doesn't care about his sannidus. Is there any reason to say he cares about Kedushin? Well, maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But do I have a chazaka that in other ways he has to be on the list? Perhaps he wants to be married. More than that. It's really more than that. The Chalkas Mechaikat says that people do averus. Yeah, people do averus sometimes. If somebody has a type of an avera, he can't do anything about it. See, he did the avera. But loishavik isura, loishavik hetera vavid isura. If it's no skin off your back, if you can do it for the same tircha, you could do it for heter. Why would you do it for isser? Well, what I mean is, the isser nida, he wants to be bayala, she's a nida. He has no choice. There's nothing he can do about it. He has choice. He can be pirish. But if he wants to satisfy his taiva, he's going to have to do an isser nida. So he did it. The isser's nurse, he has a choice. Like, this is nurse, he could be do it in the shem kedushin. He'll take off this isser's nurse. It's not memayit his satisfaction. So Zotichalkas Mechaikak, it's not necessarily a dinyan to Nida. The Chalkas Mechaikak says that the reason that we say Eino Adamaisa B'yasa B'yaz Nos is because you have a choice. Why do an Isser? You could do a Peheter, the same thing. Lefida Chalkas Mechaikak, from Nida it's no Raya. Because by Nida, he's holding, he has a Taiva, he's holding by an Avera. He has no choice, he does the Avera. That doesn't prove that something else, that you do have a choice, that you wouldn't do the other. What's one thing you have to do with the other? So that the svara of the Radvaz that says, aha, they don't care about Nida, so they don't care about Znus. Maybe Nida they do care about. Maybe Nida they don't care about, because they have a title. And Znus, he wants it to be L'Shem Kedushin. So in Svara, there's a Makom L'Chalek. Kedushin itself, what strings are there in Kedushin? Mm-hmm. Are there a lot of people who make Kedushin? What? Rather, Ravaz is talking where he does want to marry. The Ravaz, and you're right, because we're talking Davka, not like the guy, like the Rambam. But he does want to be married, though. At least he wants to live with his husband and wife. Right? That's the Ravaz's case. What do you mean? Put it this way, if there would be Zohar in Hilchos Nida, we would say, in other words, the fact that he's not Zohar in Hilchos Nida is not a reason to change that at the time. But here we have a couple that left the Shem Shabbos. So we have a Chazaka, in other words, he means to marry her. So now it's up to Radvaz, aha, they're not keeping Hilchos Nida, that's a raya to the other din. What's the raya? there's no way to do it beheter. If he wants to be bayal har at this point, it's too late. Hilchis znus, he has a way to do it. That's what I want to do. What do you mean? Does the nida remove the umdana? If the umdana is l'shavik yisura, l'shavik hater v'av yisura. Okay, right here. Let's go with the Radvaz holds. But anyway, the point is that the Svara is not, it's not 100%. There's Makom L'Fakfik. And worse, the Avim Meluim and the Igros Moshe, they bring the Tshuvas HaRashba, which the way they explain the Tshuvas HaRashba, the Rashba holds not like the Radvaz. The Rashba's case was a woman who moved into town and got married. And a while later, she's married to, let's call it Shimon. She moved into town, she married Shimon. Now we find out that she was once married to Reuven and never got a get. because she came, moved into town, we assume she's not an Eishes Ish. Now, after she's married to Shimon, we find out that she's really an Eishes Ish to Reuven. So they were mishtagel. They got Reuven to come and give a get. Reuven gave a get. Is she allowed to stay married to Shimon? Is she allowed to marry? No. Right, an Eishes Ish that's Mizana is also Labalo Labayo. But she kept on, she stayed with Shimon. She stayed with him, she lived with him another few years. He was Bayala during those years. Now, the question is, does she need a get from Shimon? Follow the case? The lady moves into town, marries Shimon. That chasna, when she married Shimon, was baloney. Because at the time of her chasna to Shimon, she was an Eishes Ish to Reuven. That chasna didn't count for anything. A year later, we get Reuven to give her a get. They don't make a new chasna. They didn't make a new kedushin. Shimon stays married to her. Now, it's many years later. She's separated now from Shimon. Does she need a get from Shimon? The Rashba's paskin that you need a get from Shimon. Why? Because since Shimon lived with her, if the Reuven's get, he lived with her, he lived with her of these few years. So that bia was l'shem kedushin. So why is this not like the Radvaz? Then why it's not like the Radvaz? Because Shimon was not allowed to be married to her. Shimon had an issa of Saita. This woman, he was by a love and she was an Eishes Ish. There's an issa Saita. And despite the fact that there's an issa Saita, the Rashba said that this man was willing to do an Aveira of Saita. We assume he needs to be Mekadoshah. So we see, not like the Rafas, we see that if a person doesn't care about one Aveira, but he does care about a different Aveira, he's married to her. So we have here a Rashba that seems, he could be Mechalik, but the Rashba Pashtus, the Glat, the Rashba, is not like the Radvaz. And I have to tell you, typically, if you have a Radvaz against a Rashba, we pass them like a Rashba. However, here, the Ramah in Siman Chav Vav clearly paskins like the Radvaz, and he brings a Ribosh. And even the Machaber later, in Kuf Mem Vav, Kuf Mem Gimel rather, also paskins like the Radvaz. And therefore, the way we walk away from this Lahalacha is the Halacha is like the Radvaz. It's not a Kiddush. But there's a serious Shita to be worried about, the Rashba Shita. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, if we can, we try to get the second husband to give a get, just in case, but if we have no choice, we're seimech on the Radvaz, and we assume that the woman is not an Eishes Ish. Now, what? If the kraivim would be the same shayla, the kraivim of the second husband are also the second shayla. Speak up. It's such an interesting thing that this whole thing works assuming that these people are somehow lamdanim. You know, that this man and this woman, the whole thing that might be lost, I want to get to this, but I don't want to confuse what we have till now. Till now it's clear, the Radvaz and the Rashba, we pass like the Radvaz. Till now everything should be clear. And I want to leave you the Chlorazach, and now we'll get confused a little bit with what Rav Henkin, what you're saying, is what he throws in. But till here, it should be a pretty Chlorazach. If you learn the Shulchan Aruch, Simcha Vav, and you learn through a Paiskim there, this is the way basically it works out. Then we have our rule of Einoy Demasi Biyasi Bilas Nus. It applies wherever they're not doing an Aveir. Now, just before I get to what you're saying, there are a number of paiskim, the Hamakna among them, who talk about this Radvaz. Again, what was the Radvaz as he say? If he doesn't care about Bida, he doesn't care about Bias Nustu. The Radvaz is Mechalik between what he calls big averis, major averis, like nida. Not the word about it, the hamakna, I mean. The hamakna is the chalik between what we call a major avera and, if we can use such a lashon, a smaller avera. What happens if you have a couple that's careful in hilchos nida, let's say? They're becoming from, and they're zayin in hilchos nida. But they never wrote a ksuba. It's also an avera. I'll live with your wife without a ksuba. Now, do we say on such a couple, ein adam eisa bilas e bilas nus? Zakta hamakni, yeah, the radvaz will be meider. An avera, like living with your wife without a ksuba, which is a derabanan, there we won't say, aha, they don't care about ksuba, they don't care about bilas nus. No. A smaller, so to speak, a more minor avera, there we'll say that, alright, you know, they're not worried about ksuba, which is relatively a less chamadik avera, but we'll still say, you know, there must be loss of bilasness. So that you can't just say, oh, they don't care about one avera, they don't care about any. No. Hilchos nida, or Isser v'kayim marrying a grusha, maz a grusha, so these are major deraises. That we're worried about. That we say, if you don't care about nida, you don't care about maz a grusha, so you say, you know, there must be loss of bilasness. But if it's, now, what's a smaller avera is open to interpretation. You know, well, what's a small avera? How much an avera is a small avera? As man as that, man taking two wives, is that a big avera or a small avera? Huh? A man taking, what do you think? Huh? Just chayra ben agashim. On the other hand, it's an avera that everyone seems to be zayir in. Huh? So the berheta brings about like is, if a man's married to one wife, he's bayal, and then he's divorced, he marries a second wife. And now he's lana ima bepundiki with his first wife. So do you say another maisa bilas a bilas nus? You say, no, chayru ben agershin. So the achaluke day is, which aveiris are the bigger aveiris, which are smaller, and which are somehow in between. So the achaluke day is about how far to apply it. I think so. He knows we won't say, aha, he's not Makbiti Treif, so somehow places don't go that far. Maybe he's not Shemir Shabbos. I hear in Svara, you're going to take a person that does a lot of Averis, and you're going to say, oh, ain't other ways to be us to be us. Okay, so this is really where Rav Henkin comes in. Rav Henkin comes in, he wrote a kuntres called Pirish Ivra. And he said something which is very mistaver. Rav Moshe calls it mistaver tuva. But if it's true, it makes a lot of tzaros. Rav Henkin says, Ein adam aisa bilas e bilas nus, does not necessarily mean that a man is mechavin to those kedushin that were given at Har Sinai. If a couple gets married and they want to be married, they don't know anything about kedushin, suin, keser shtar ubia. They just get married and they want to be loyal to each other as a husband and wife. They're not mezanin with anybody else. They're like this, you know, the good old American family. Molotika American families, where a man got married, a woman got married, they stayed with each other until death do us part. That was their plan, at least, when they got married. Rav Henkin is mechadish, a siddish otzum, that if a couple gets married, planning to be Mr. and Mrs. for the rest of their life, that's their plan, not to be mizana, to be loyal to each other. That, on that we say, ain't adam oisa bilas e bilas nus. We say when they live together, they need to be husband and wife, even though they're not thinking about Kedushei Torah. They're not talking about, they don't even know Kesef Shtar Obiyah. They never heard of such a mission. Afal Pi Kein, that constitutes Kedusha. And the thing that drives Rav Henkin, that makes him so mistaver, is the fact that all these poskim are talking about Fraya Yid Mumrim. So you pick a Fraya Yid. I'll tell you, we had this maisa yesterday. Also, a Fraya woman. She's married. Happens to be she's pregnant. And she happens to work in an office with a lot of firm people. She's introduced to Firmkeit. So here she wanted a chas, she wanted to be married before she has a child. Api din. Married, I'll go, inshallah, she's married. So yesterday they made a chasna for her. Now, the question is, such a person, do we say, Eino demaisa bilasa bilasnos? Let's say there's Zohar in Hilchos Nida. So we say, the Radva says, yeah, there's Zohar in Hilchos Nida, Eino to be a bilasnos. Now let me ask you, what do you think? If I would ask this man, do you know that there's such a thing as Kedushin would be a, what do you think he would tell me? Yes, were you ever by a Jewish wedding? Yes. What's a Jewish wedding? But only a canopy and a ring. He ever heard that there's such a thing as Kedusha Diyah? Never. Afal PK, we say, Ein Odom Aysa Bilos and Bilos Nos. What does that mean? Zok Refeng. He's Mechavin, that there's such a thing as Flesh and Dvar and Isha Niknis, one of them is Diyah, and he means Diyah? Zok Refeng can know. Refeng can time this. Any time a couple is married to be husband and wife, that is Ein Odom Aysa Bilos and Bilos Nos. He means to be husband and wife. He doesn't know what that constitutes. FLPK. He means it's a real marriage, Doraisa. There was only beer. There was only a vice of beer. No ring, no star. I'll get to that in a second. Good. But there was no, as long as he was by her, he means the Shem Kedushin. Now, this sounds so far fetched. But remember, I mentioned to you many times the rush we had in Kedushin. Who says if you're at a wedding and the chassan forgot the ring and you go over to a lady and say, can we use your ring? And she gives the ring. So even though she doesn't know that in din she has to be makne it, has to be a kinyan gomer, she can't just lend it. The Rosh said, if a person gives a ring to be used for kedushin, she means whatever is necessary for kedushin, it should be whatever is needed. Even if she doesn't know, we ask the lady. It doesn't matter. It's an umdina. She gave it to be used for kedushin. Whatever's needed. Rav Hank is saying the same thing. A man lives with his wife. He wants they should be husband and wife. Whatever it takes to be husband and wife. This is the what? Whatever's marriage. He didn't say whatever's marriage in Jewish law. He said whatever's marriage maybe in secular law. Okay, I hear the title. But what? No, it's a big extension of the Rosh. I only mean it because I'm a marshal. Rav Henkin is saying this as a Chiddush. I, the Radvaz, and the Rivash, and everybody who the Ramah, he says, yeah, they're talking either about a couple, let's say that's not makpid on znus. They're not makpid if they're mezana one with the other. Or that there were no Aiden, there were no firma yidin who saw them living as husband and wife. No firma yidin, they live out in South Dakota. And Rav Henkin's maida. If they live in a city, they have no shem reshav, kashal aidin, see yidin there, Rav Henkin's maida, they don't need a get. But if they live in New York City, and they have a sign on the door, Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so. So anybody who knows them knows the husband and wife. Anytime they come home and they close the door, there's a certain understanding they're living as husband and wife. And Rav Henkin says that they need a get. If they don't have a get, the children are mamzerim. And as I say, this is negeya to a million marriages in America. Again, to a million marriages where people got married, assuming they got married to be loyal to each other, and it's in a community where there are at least two people who know their husband and wife, two firmi yidin, kosher eidus. He says they need a get. And all his life, Rav Henkin fought this machama to require getin. He himself went through a lot of tircha to try to make sure getin are given. And although Rav Moshe disagreed with him, I'll explain why in a minute, Rav Moshe also tried the kol kayach that there should be a get, whenever you could give a get. If there couldn't be a get, so Rav Moshe was not there. The ikar is like the Radvaz and the Rivash and the Ramah, that you should try. How do you try to give a gift? Now, Rav Hankin considered children Mamzerim. Yeah, Mamzerim, but Rav Hankin had a relation. That's the Baruch Hashem, we had a relation. Ramesh's Pesach was Ungenumin. You should know, all of you live in a time with the Iker Peske Halacha in Eretz Yisrael. I grew up 25 years ago with the Iker Pesach was in America. The Iker Pesach, the Rav Moshe, and Rav Yaakov was still alive then. The Iker Pesach, even though the Chazanish in Eretz Yisrael, Chazanish was nifted in the late 50s, the 60s, the 70s, these were all Iker, the Iker Pesach Halacha came from New York. Came from the place in America. And it changed, Baruch Hashem, can you see it, et cetera. But Ramosha held strongly this way, and Ramosha's, had a whole belt, it stayed this way pretty much. But Rav Hankin, in his old age, Hankin lived a very old age, well into his 90s, and he became senile in his old age. And in being senile, whenever he had two things that he held very stark were two usim. This inyan of Mamzeris, that she needs a get. And also, he was very much against when the Chazan says, Baruch at Hashem, Gal Yisrael, before Shemin Esrei, that they say Gal and you say Yisrael low. There's no makar to say Gal loud and Yisrael low. Rav Hankin wrote in his Tavor that by his Levaya, he said, by his Levaya, there'll probably be thousands of people. So they should be machriz, that people should say Gal Yisrael out loud. It is levaya kachosu. It is levaya they will machriz. These are like two things. Like one is in Yerman Zeris, and one seems like a minor in them. Well, he was in his old age, he was senile. He didn't know what day of the week it was, anything. When people came to visit him, whoever walked in, he would tell them, "Si darf I get, and the davzon Gal Yisrael." As he said, everything else he wants. But these two things he would tell everyone. Zidar Faget, the guy didn't know what he was talking about. Who's Zidar Faget? But Zidar Faget, and I've done Gal Yisrael, you know that. Rav Moshe, what? What is the. I have only one ear now, sorry.
When they're not, even when they're not civilly married,
Hankin, even in a civil marriage, Hankin's Vart wasn't a civil marriage. Hankin's Vart was that they're loyal to each other, they're Mr. and Mrs., and they're not being designed. So then the question is, why aren't they civilly? Why don't they have a civil marriage? Obviously, they don't plan to be forever. Then, Enachinami, if that's the assumption, you're right. If they're just not civil marriage, some people don't have a civil marriage for tax reasons. They live, it's not even illegal in America. You can get married and you want to file separately for tax reasons. You know, there's no, the law doesn't require, except in certain states maybe, but there's no requirement that you get married. At any rate, Ramesh's kindness to Rav Hankin is basically two things. One that Rav Hankin says does not fit into the language of the Rivash and the Radvaz. Rav Hankin has a time. He says, the Radvaz was talking when they're not makbid on being mizana with each other, or they were no Aiden. He says it doesn't fit into their lashon. And secondly, there's a Gemara in Ksuvis, that's Ayin Gimel, I believe. Gemara in Ksuvis says that if a man is mekadesh a woman, and he gives her less than a shava pruta for kedushin. So the Gemara's lashon is Adam yedeya she'en kedushin b'pachas m'shava. Excuse me, pachas m'shava pruta. The gomar ubal she'en kedushin. The man gives a woman kedushin less than a pruta. So the Gemara says we know that in his heart he knows. Kiddushin, it doesn't really work with less than a shava pruta, and therefore he's boyel l'shem kiddushin. The lashon of the Gemara is Adam yedeya shein kiddushin pachas m'shava pruta, and therefore he's boyel l'shem kiddushin. So for Moshe that means that if not for the fact that Adam yedeya, if not for the fact that he knows he needs it be in the Shem Kedushin. We wouldn't say Ein Adam Eisa Bi Yasa Bi Yasa. It's only because Adam Yedera. So that Gemara is mashma, not like Rav Hagin.
Because he knows it's less than Shem Kedushin, not because he knows that Kedushin will make, that Bia will make Kedushin. Because he knows that.
But it has to be, he knows he's missing something, and therefore, he's not. If he doesn't know he's missing something, we don't.
Why he knows he's not doing it the same as the
other? Here, you're saying a good difference, but still, Rav Henkin's rule was that any time a couple is living together, as husband and wife, that's Kedushin. They don't have to need a halacha to be Kedushin. As long as they want to be husband and wife, that's good for Kedushin. Now that you see, now it's not true. Because you see from this Gemara, if he thinks it's a pruta, and it's really not, that they're not married. Either living 10 years in the same apartment, all the years together. See, not that way. Now, Rav Hagin himself brings this kash on himself and answers it. It's hard to understand exactly how to fit his answer. But this is Ramesh's time back. And as I say, it doesn't, it pretty much. But the Eved was certainly not Chayshish for a Fekin.
The
maybe. But the Gemara says, Eino Adam, the Gemara says, Adam, there, Shein Kiddushin, Bapachasim Shavaputa, the Gomeru Baal, Lashem Kiddushin. And therefore he does be a Lashem Kiddushin. So if he didn't know, if I say he's not by Lashem Kiddushin. He's not married. He's not
Eshet Ish.
Now he's married for 10 years. But it's the same thing. Rav Henkin, remember, is talking. The Radvaz was talking about a fryer couple that got a little more frum. Rav Henkin's talking, they never became frum. They're still fried. There was a clerk's marriage. And Rav Henkin holds. There was no Kiddushin Kesset. They went to the county court. Mm-hmm. Kane, if you have a das, the county clerk, then Bia does work. Okay, maybe that's a chiluk. I don't know. You're saying is it's a negative das. Since you think the Kiddushin works, so could we have a hepecha das? It's worse. Or Hank is still when there's no hepecha das. Maybe.
Living out of wedlock, no problem.
There's a problem, but there's no problem with Zeris. Yeah. Yeah, if they're not, they're thinking like if they're not loyal to each other, Kiddushin is, like Tosis there says, that you're Mekudish to me and to nobody else. That's Kiddushin. In which case? You mean in the Gemara's case in Ksubis, or you mean by Stama Fraya people? So say, you're saying the same thing. You're saying it's a Hepach.
You're saying it's a Hepach. You know that that's a Kedushin. You really don't feel the Kedushin. Just why go to the Kedushin? That's how you file that, you know, make a Kedushin.
So then you assume Bia is a Kedushin.
Right, it is.
Okay, and when you say Kedushin, you mean as a marriage. They don't mean Kedusha Torah. That's what Rav Henkin is saying. Rav Henkin is saying that a stop couple in the veld living together, that makes them loyal to each other. Okay, this is the big tumul of Eino Adam Eisa Bi Yasa Bi Yasa. There are a lot of more pratim to it. There's a tshuva in the Maram Shik who Taka says the same thing that Ramesha says, and Maram Shik was much before Ramesha. But the Maram Shik says the same thing. The Maram Shik adds that it's another tie against Rav Henkin's Mahalach. That it's hard to say, Eino Adam Eisa Bi Yasa Bi Yasa Nus, if this couple plans that if they ever get divorced, they don't plan to have a get. Like, they have no Havamina that if they ever get divorced, they'll go get a Jewish get. So he time is that to say, Eino Adam Eisa Bi Yasa Bi Yasa Nus, and it means that they want to be Mekudeshes. When they live a lifestyle that precludes them from ever getting a get, it's not such a Dover Hadistadr. And that's that the Rambam Shiks Taivers. But you should know there's an organization today, a very shtil organization called Kayama. They're officially not an Orthodox organization. It's from people behind it. Not Orthodox, they're non-denominational. And their job is, that they spend a lot of money, that every Jewish woman, the way they phrase it, every Jewish woman should have a get that's recognized by all branches of Judaism. Which obviously is only enough kamina from the Yidden, because the other so-called branches really don't care so much about Mamzerim anyway. But and they spend a lot of time and energy, and they're still, because they don't want to be seen as a right-wing organization, it's going to be hard to get people to give get. And that's their thing. They try to get everybody, should have a get that's recognized by everybody, and they try to be pale in this. Now it's interesting, the Radvaz had a number of other tshuvas on the topic, which are brought down by the Pesach Tshuva and Kufman Tess. One in particular is Nageya to the Hagdorah of Ein Adam Eser Bilas or Bilas Nus. Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, this is the Pesach Tshuva Kufman Tess. It's either Beis or Gimel. A man gave his wife a divorce, like our Mishnah. And then he went and he married a second woman. And then, within a few months of a second marriage, he became deathly ill. He became very sick. And he was dying. So you understand it was an emotional thing. The first wife was just married to him less than a year ago. She visited him, Lona Imay Bepundiki. She went to visit him when he was sick, and they would be yichud alone together. And then she went home. And shortly thereafter, the man died. But he died, he didn't have any children. And now became a shaila. What's a shaila? What's a shaila? The second, the original wife, it's our Mishnah, right? She got a get from him, a garshis ishtei, but lani yimei bepundiki. It's our case. Except, it's not a Shaila Veshas Ish. She went back, she was Lani Yimei Bepundiki, but she's not an Veshas Ish because he died. See, even if he was Bayal Har, the Shem Kedushin, still, he died, and once he died, she'd be at the worst than Amana. Which Amana doesn't make anything more Chomer, she's a Grusha anyway. The question is, does she need Chalitza to remarry? Because if we say, like Basil, that there was a bia, and if we say that the bia was a bia l'shem kedushin, so she should be chalitza. So what do you say? Any reason to be chalak in chalitza and eshes ish? Any reason to be mechalik between requiring a get if the husband's alive and requiring chalitza if the husband's dead? So I'll tell you, the Radvaz is Safik. We'll see a little more about this when we get to the last piece of Gemara. But the Radvaz is Safik is that Beis Hillel's Chumrah of our Mishnah maybe is only a Chumrah B'chaymer Eishesish. Eishesish, Mamzeris. Chazal machmir that in other words Abilas Abilas Nos, and we're concerned. B'chalitza, which is a less Chomedike Eser, a woman who needs chalitza gets married, the children are not in a, and not with mamzerim. Maybe by chalitza we're not so masmir, and maybe by chalitza we won't require chalitza. That's the Radvaz's suffix. I don't think he paskins. I think he just writes, he's misupik, whether she needs chalitza or not. Obviously, it'd be good if she does get chalitza. That's his suffix. Now listen carefully, because we'll have ramifications tomorrow when we get to the last piece of the month. The Radvaz is Mesupik, is our Mishnah, strictly speaking. What do you mean? In other words, it's a Bias Nus, it's for real. We assume there's a Bia, we assume there's a Shem Kedushin, and Beis Hillel says you need a get, finished. Or is it a Chumra? Is it a Chumra? Chaymer of Eishas Ish, then we say, in other words, it's a Bias Nus, and any need a Yif, and any need a Bia. It's a chumrah because of chaymer of eshesish. But maybe by chalitza, not. Which you say chalitza not. Now remember, chalitza is a mitzvah d'oraisa. you say chalitza not, then you have to accept that this umdila is not such a strong umdila. Which we'll have to see. This is the suffix of the Radvaz. Pisei Tshuva brings a night of Yehuda. Night of Yehuda. Maybe Yehuda is talking in a different case. He's talking in a case. His case is there's a halacha that to be matir a woman, say Edis, her husband died, you have to have Edim to saw the husband dead. And they have to have Tfiyas Ayin. They have to be able to recognize the man. After a man dies, and his body decomposes for more than 3 days, assuming it's not frozen outside. His body decomposes for more than 3 days. The body of Pidin is not recognizable. And there's a question whether Simonim are good enough. Let's say they say we couldn't recognize him, but we have a Simon. He had a broken teeth, he had a scar, he had whatever simonim there are, we have simonim. So generally, there are simonim of hakim that are good, but generally, stamp simonim that could repeat themselves by other people, simonim are no good. A simon is not good enough to let an Eishes Ishri marry. However, a simon is good enough for Dine Mominus. If his being dead is enough gemina for Dine Momin, for a contract that he has or something, the Dine Mamin, Simonim are good, just like a Mitziah. If you find a Mitziah, Simonim are good for Mamin. But for Eishes Ish, Simonim are not good. The Night of Yehuda has a Shaila, what about for Chalitza? For Shemeres Yavam. You have a woman whose husband died. He died for sure. He died, we buried him, we know he's dead. And this husband has one brother. Has one brother. Well, now the woman can't get married. She needs chalitza from the brother. Now, Adam come, who saw the brother's body, but it was decomposed, and not via Sayin, but they have simonim. So the Nadav Yehuda was asked to simonim for Eishes Ish Machmir. What about the chalitza? And the Nadav Yehuda paraphrased the Gemara. He said, an Issa D'Oraisa is an Issa D'Oraisa. Doesn't matter if it's Karis or Alav. Mali is a Karis, Mali is Alav. D'Oraisas are D'Oraisas, and you have to be Machmer. So he was Machmer a Chalitza, just like by Eishes Ish. The Mela is up to Pisei Tshuva, who had in that, who had in for our Shaila, the right father's Shaila, you know, the Maisi Biyasi Biyas Nus. Works by Eishes Ish, Wadin by Chalitza, it's enough to be Mechayev a Chalitza. Now, we're going to come back to this tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to do Heine Heine De Yichud, and we'll have to see Rashi's Lashon there, and we'll have to see if there's a Mokit to be Mechayev the Chalitza or not. But we'll see that tomorrow. One last Tshuva Saradvaz. Third tshuva on Eino Demaisa Biyasa Bilas Nus. There's a tshuva about a man that was Bayal Mani Imei Bapundiki Akes Amish. A man that says was Megarish's wife and Mani Imei Bapundiki. Now, if he's Mani Imei Bapundiki, there are no Aiden. What's the din? There are no Aiden. If he says, I was Lani Ima Bapundiki, is that a Kedushin? Huh? Obviously not. Even if he meant Kedushin, if there are no Aiden, you have to be at least Aide Yichud. So the Ratzfaz had a Shaila where there were Aiden, but the husband didn't know it. The husband didn't know it. There were two Yidden, they saw. But when the husband went to Yichud with his former wife, he didn't know they were Eidim. So what's the Svara? What's the din in such a case? A man goes to Yichud to a woman. He thinks they are no Eidim. really there are Eidim. Do we say, no, there must be lots of Bilas and Nusl in such a case? Huh? What? You see both ways. Very good. Very good attitudes for marriage. Now, what do you say? I think it's very stark one way, no? What? What do you say? Yeah? Sorry. A man goes into a yichud, and he thinks there are no eidim, and he's biased. Can we say, you know, the maaseh bilas is bilasnus? So, on the one hand, how can we say, no, the maaseh bilas is bilasnus? He thinks there are no eidim. So, if he thinks there are no eidim, so how could he think it's a bias kedushin? Now, how can you think it's a bias kedushin? So it must be that you don't say another must be less to be less this. What's the other side? The other side is he wants kedushin.
So,
but they are Eidim. He just thinks they are no Eidim.
The whole story,
it's as far as. See, it's as far in that he's thinking what?
Thinking
is he thinking he wants it to be a kedushin, or he's thinking that halachically it fits to be a kedushin? That's the suffix here of the Rabbi Ashayla.
He can't want
to be a
kedushin and know it.
Let me tell you the Ravaz's case, the whole case. Listen to Ravaz's case. A man was miyachid with a woman. He thought there are no Eidim. There were really Eidim hiding there that knew about it. And he said to her, before Tashmish, she said to her, I want it to be Kedusha. And he thought they had no Eidim. And he said, I want it to be a Kedusha. Now, obviously, it wasn't a Talmud Chacham. He didn't know that he needed Eidim. So the Radvaz is done. When a man says, I want it to be Kedusha, and there are no Eidim, in his mind there are no Eidim, but really there are Eidim, is that going to be a Kedusha or not be a Kedusha? That's the third shuva of Ravaz on this Indian. I don't know how you're going to translate what he knows. How are you going to interpret it? I don't know. I can understand the Ravaz either that he doesn't know. Or even if he knows, maybe the Ravaz is misupik. It's enough that he wants it to be a kedushin. Even though he thinks he's helpless, there's no way. If there are no Eidim, that's this case. The Rashba says it's no good.
Well, no, here he said he wants it. Interesting.
Okay. Alright, this is the rule of Ein Adam Ha'aseh Bilas Le'Bilas Nus. Tomorrow, we're going to go through the idea of Hein Hein Eidei Yichud, Hein Hein Eidei Bia, which is now the last big rule of the Perek. What's the shayla by Hein Hein Eidei Yichud, Hein Eidei Bia? It poses one question. By Eidei Yichud, being Eidei Bia, is that, in Halacha, is that called a Vadai? Or is that called a Suffolk? If you'll be in Dayak and Rashi, it's clear Rashi holds it's a Vadai. Hein Eidei Yichud, Hein Eidei Bia is a Vadai. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Mem Tes, the Beis Shmuel Sifkat and Dalit, seems to be mefakfik on this inyan. And once you mevara that, we're going to go back. There's a stipling kiddushin. Simen Vav in the new print on kiddushin. I think it's Oiz Gimel. He talks about one of the old rules we had in the Sefer Kiddushin about Eidus, and he compares it to our Gemara. Whether it's a Vadei or a Safi, the stipler has a very stark Akasha, he doesn't have a Teretz. We'll try tomorrow in Sfarah to see if we can answer it. So that's on the agenda for tomorrow. I'm not going to get past the Mishnah. So for tomorrow, Heinei Nei Yichud Abiyah, if it's a Vadei or a Safi, the Rambam is Perek Aleph, Perek Yod Hilchus Gerish and Aloch Yod Test. And then the Beis Shmuel is Kufim Test Dalid. And you can figure out the gross if cut involved, it'll help. And it's Hashem will deal with this. It's